Thank you, Madam Chair. Distinguished guests, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Farhat Ibrahimov. I am a former OHCHR Minority Fellow. I belong to the Uyghur ethnic minority in Kyrgyzstan, and I'm going to speak about the right to nationality for persons belonging to minorities. Statelessness is a very personal issue for me, since my own wife has been a stateless person for many years. However, I should admit that in Kyrgyzstan we have very good and liberal laws on citizenship, but when it comes to its enforcement, it is not always the case. My wife was born in Uzbekistan in 1987 and moved to Kyrgyzstan in 2002. When we decided to get married in 2011, we were unable to register our marriage since at that time the only ID she had was the USSR birth certificate. And due to significant differences in the legislations of Uzbekistan and Kyrgyzstan and the long and complicated list of required documents, she was unable to apply for the Kyrgyz citizenship. Furthermore, could you imagine, when our daughter was born, we even failed to get birth certificate for her. Although she was entitled to a citizenship according to Articles 11, paragraph 1, and 12, paragraph 3 of the Kyrgyz law on citizenship. Finally, we managed to settle this issue, and I am extremely thankful to the government of my country for this. However, we had to pass through the years of frustration trying to collect all the required documents and meet all the criteria to get for getting nationality. There are still families, including those belonging to ethnic minorities in Kyrgyzstan, that face this challenge nowadays. Therefore, Madam Chair, in line with the Declaration of the Right of Persons Belonging to National Ethnic Minorities, I would like to consider the following recommendations. First, simplify birth registration for stateless minorities. Second, revise and reduce the list of documents required to apply for the citizenship, and consider harmonization of relevant legislation. In conclusion, I would like to express my profound gratitude to the OHCHR for this opportunity. Thank you, Madam Chair.